is as inflexible as the character of God, the same yesterday, today, and forever. God and His Word are inflexible. No matter what Gideon tried to invent, there would be no sacredness associated with it because it was not following God's word. It was man's invention of God's work. Desire of Ages 172 says this: no human invention can find a remedy for the sinning soul. The carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. Out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. The fountain of the heart must be purified before the streams can become pure. He who is trying to reach heaven by his own works in keeping the law is attempting an impossibility. There is no safety for one who has merely a legal religion, a form of godliness. The Christian life is not a modification or improvement of the old, but a transformation of nature. There is a death to self and sin and a new life altogether. This change can be brought about only by the effectual working of the Holy Spirit. What Gideon did was invent an ephod and a breastplate, and we find out later it was based on the logic of for convenience. But what this represents to us here at the end of the world is a garment for the priest during this time period that's illustrated between the Great Disappointment and the final revival and Adventism, that the garment of the priest, according to Gideon's story, is going to be a false consecration. It's going to be a counterfeit for the love that Christ has for his people as he carries the breastplate upon his heart. It's going to be a legal religion that is being symbolized by Gideon's ephod. It's going to be a form of godliness without the power thereof. It's a human invention, and what Gideon's story is telling us is in between the time period of the Great Disappointment and the final revival, that in Adventism, in a time period when Adventism needs to develop patience to be among those that are identified in the book of Revelation as having the patience of the saints, during that time period, a religion is going to enter into Adventism that is a legal religion, that is a form of godliness, but denies the power thereof. And certainly,